Smoked Skipper by W.W. Jacobs.
"Whopping old stairs," said the rough individual, shouldering the brand new sea chest and starting off at a trot with it. "Yes, I know the place, Captain. First voyage, sir?" "Aye, aye, my hearty," replied the owner of the chest, a small ill-looking lad of 14. "Not so fast with those timbers of yours, do you hear?"
"All right, sir," said the man, and slackening his pace, twisted his head round to take stock of his companion.
"This ain't your first voyage, Captain," he said admiringly. "Don't tell me. I could twig that directly I see you. Oh, what's the use of trying to come it over a poor hard-working man like that?" "I don't think there's much about the sea I don't know," said the boy in a satisfied voice. "Starboard, starboard your helm a bit."
The man obeying promptly, they went the remainder of the distance in this fashion to the great inconvenience of people coming from the other direction.
"And a cheap half-crown's worth too, Captain," said the man as he put the chest down at the head of the stairs and thoughtfully sat on it, pending payment.
"I want to go off to the Susan Jane," said the boy, turning to a waterman who was sitting in his boat, holding on to the side of the steps with his hand.
"All right," said the man. "Give us a hold of your box."
"Put it aboard," said the boy to the other man.
"All right, Captain," said the man with a cheerful smile. "But I'll have me half-crown first, if you don't mind."
"But you said sixpence at the station," said the boy.
2 and 6, Captain," said the man, still smiling. "But I'm a bit husky, and perhaps you didn't hear the 2. Half a crown's the regular price. We ain't allowed to do it under."
"Well, I won't tell anyone," said the boy.
"Give the man his half-crown," said the waterman with sudden heat. "That's his price, and my fare's 18.
"All right," said the boy readily. "Cheap, too. I didn't know the price, that's all. But I can't pay either of you till I get aboard. I've only got 6. I'll tell the captain to give you the rest."
"Tell who?" demanded the light porter with some violence.
"The captain," said the boy.
"Look here, you give me that half-crown," said the other, "else I'd chuck your box overboard and you after it."
"Wait a minute, then," said the boy, darting away up the narrow alley which led to the stairs. "I'll go and get change."
"He's going to change half a sovereign, or perhaps a sovereign," said the waterman. "You'd better make it 5 bob, matey."
And you make yours more," said the light porter cordially.
"Well, I'm well of all the—"
"Get off that box," said the big policeman who had come back with the boy. "Take your 6".
Sample complete. Ready to continue?